Brittany and Jono.
Podcasting now.
Now, a young lady, 22-year-old, thought she would go on a trip of a lifetime with her partner. Now, they spent a month in Europe. This is a Melbourne girl with a boyfriend, travelling around, living the dream, comes back to Australia and finds out she's pregnant. Now, she thought she was 13 weeks, but no. She was, in fact, 33 weeks pregnant. Now, Jono, full-term pregnancy goes for about 40 weeks. So she was what, like 8 months.
I've heard of this kind of thing before.
It's huge.
Wouldn't you notice?
You mustn't. Now, the young mum has started up a blog called theyoungmum.wordpress.com, and it's a really good read about how she talks about she was just living the dream in Europe, doing what any 22-year-old do. She was partying, she was living the high life, and then got home and was like, cool, you're due to have a bubby in 7 weeks' time.
How do you not know?
But she went on to say that she didn't cope well with it, and obviously she just cried for a long time.
Oh, dear.
That's my worst nightmare. Because, like, a baby is a big decision. Usually you decide, if you don't get the choice to decide, you have 9 months to come to terms with it. And you're happy. The baby's gorgeous. She's happy. But imagine that, not knowing for so long.
I just can't imagine it. I just can't imagine how you wouldn't know. I mean, I don't know. I've never had one. It's very unlikely I will ever have one myself. But I don't know, because usually there's a kind of a bump there, isn't there?
Absolutely, especially
after that long.
But really, everyone is so different. I was talking to my mum about this story last night, and my mum was so sick through every single one of her pregnancies that there's just no way she didn't know. Where this girl went on to continue that life was the same.
Was she just partying and stuff as
well? She said, because she was, in Europe, she just thought she developed a small little food belly, food bump. But a lot more women have come out and said, the same things happened to me. Like, it's not completely unusual.
Wow. No, that's crazy.
It's so crazy. I know it's not really your degree, but I would love to talk to someone this morning on 13, 12, 16. How far along were you when you found out you were pregnant? I follow this mama page. I talk about it a lot because I love it. And most mums usually find out at 2 to 3 weeks, further along. Yeah. So I'm like 13 weeks pregnant. It's pretty far along. 6 weeks, usually no. But 33 is huge.
So you want to know how long you were along in the pregnancy before you actually found out?
Okay. Or is it just, I don't know, I've never been pregnant. I would think that there's got to be movement going on, right? Yeah. I don't know.
13, 12, 16, give us a call.
And a young mum's come out and told her story of her experience of having a baby. Went to Melbourne, did a quick trip, came home, found out she was 33 weeks pregnant.
And had no idea about it until that moment, which is crazy.
No idea. She just thought she had a little bit of been to Italy, a bit of a pasta belly. You know how it comes. They come and go quite quickly. But no.
And that's what we want to know from you on 13, 12, 16 this morning. How far along have you been? You've been pregnant and not known about it.
Yeah. Courtney, how far along were you with before you found out?
Well, it wasn't me. I knew this lady that she was just normal, going on with normal life, and felt a bit sick this one day, went to the doctor, and he said, you've started your labour contractions. And she was like, what?
Oh, my God.
And he's like, you're having a baby. Didn't you know you were having a baby?
Oh, my gosh. So she was full term.
Nuts. Gonna have a child, and she didn't even know she was pregnant.
That's why I've had the munchies for months.
Yeah, so
and
she pretty
sick.
Much had like her labour time to realise, okay, what am I going to call the child?
What are we going to do?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's I'm having a baby.
That's a lot to take in a short space of time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
Camille, tell us, how long were you along in your pregnancies before you knew?
The first one, 4.5 months.
Wow, that's pretty far along as well.
Yes, bit of a shock.
So what did you think was going on before then? Were you feeling anything different?
No, I was a size 10. Nothing had changed. Everything that was supposed to be coming came, and I had no idea.
Wow. So what happened when you did find out? How did you react?
I was like, holy crap.
Wow, okay. Wow. Yeah, but all good in the end, though.
Oh, good in the end. She's 19 years old and she's awesome.
There you go.
Does she still surprise you every now and then?
Yes.
Hot FM's Courtney and John.
We are giving away a huge prize.
Yes, early in the week we thought about it. We thought, well, let's do something huge. We've never done it before. We talked to the boss, pulled her in. She went and saw another boss, and it's all been finalised. We're doing it.
We're allowed to give away a huge prize. Yes. Now, we had a ton of suggestions as to what we should give away.
Exactly. We had things from mountain bikes, TVs, a wedding. A few people actually want their wedding paid for. Mansions, jewellery, holiday, cleaning for a year, Daydream Island.
Buying Daydream Island?
Yeah, that's worth $30
million. Okay, that was probably a little out of the price range.
Sorry, yeah, not going to happen. A hubby, a few ladies wanted a man.
Okay.
And an elephant. They were
an elephant was on the list.
Yeah,
great requests. However, one of the requests stood out as one that we thought would be one that would appeal to a lot of different people.
Absolutely. And a lot of people on our Facebook page and phones wanted this.
Okay. And a huge prize is going to be... It's going to be... I hit the wrong button there.
Sorry. Yep. Go again. A brand new car. Yay!
We're going to give away a car.
We're giving away a brand new car.
We're
going to do
it. Yeah. It's happening.
We've done it. Everyone would love a brand new car.
I'm pretty impressed that we have managed to arrange this, by the way.
So
kind of proud of this.
This is like 4 days. Days ago we came up with it.
What car is it going to be?
Okay, we haven't worked that out
yet. Don't quite know yet, but we're going to look into cars today and eventually, pretty soon, give a car away.
Yes. How cool is that?
It's great.
We're going to give a car away.
Someone's going to be losing their mind with happiness.
I'm going to lose my mind with happiness.
Good car as well, we reckon.
Yes. So today, Jono, we're going to go find that car and we're going to let you know tomorrow what it is.
So make sure you look it up. Follow our Facebook page as well, because we'll be giving a little bit of a clue as to what car it is. We'll officially announce what car we're going to be giving away tomorrow morning. Dami Im has a brand new album. It's out right now, in fact, and Courtney and I caught up with Dami earlier on this morning to talk about it. Here's how it went. I actually saw you just over the weekend, Dami, because you were at the Radio Awards performing, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, I was. That was such a good night, wasn't it?
I was dancing to your song Gladiator.
Oh, awesome.
I was amongst that mosh pit doing
were
a dance.
You really?
I was.
Oh, you were that crazy guy.
That would be him.
That was me right there. But Gladiator is one of the new songs on your new album, Heartbeats.
Yes!
Excited to have it out?
I'm so excited to have this finally out. Yeah, it's different from just having a single out, because now I get to really show people, you know, all the different sides and all the music that I've been working on for the whole year, and not just fast songs, but there's ballads and, you know, more intimate songs that don't usually get played on the radio. So
yeah,
it's good.
I need to ask, how did you feel X Factor was this year?
Oh, look, I think, no one knew who was going to win. And then Melissa won, and I'm really happy for her. Like, it's a big... I was a bit surprised because she was so young, I didn't know how far she was going to come, but she just like got better each week, and I'm glad that she took the prize.
She took it out because we knew through the series she was a massive fan of yours. Was it hard to go for her in Roden and leave Danny on her own with the boys? Who are you batting for?
Well, I just, you know, like, I was, it was different for me every week because, like, you know, they all three acts were so different, right? And Brother Three is like Danny's boy, so I felt like I needed to support them. I felt Dean was really cool. He was really different. So I thought he was pretty cool. And then Melissa, she's like the little, you know, little vocalist and like with a big voice. And I could really relate to her because, you know, she's shy and, you know, she's, you know, Filipino and all, like the background. Like, you know, so all three, I just felt like I didn't know which way it was
going to
go.
Melissa, the latest X Factor winner, is so young. Dami, you've done it all before. If you could give Melissa any bit of advice, what would you say to her?
I would say, well, eat healthy, look after yourself, because she's going to be just, like, pulled everywhere for the next 6 months or so. And, yeah, she needs to keep fit. Otherwise, she won't pull through.
Fantastic. All right, now, Dami Im, it's back by popular demand, okay? It's what the people want. You may remember it. It's a little game called...
Dami Im. Dami Out.
Right.
Do you remember this game, Dami?
I do remember.
This is the game where we work out what's hot and what's not with Dami M. We list something for you. If you like it, if you think it's good, you say Dami M. If you think it's not so good, it should hit the curb, Dami out.
All right.
You ready to go?
You're our measure of pop culture and what's good. Firstly, okay. Dami, Mark Holden's dancing on Dancing with the Stars.
Dami in.
You like
Dami
it?
Dami in.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
I agree. I think he's good. Good old Daggy Dad dancing.
Yeah, I like Daggy and I think it's cool.
Slightly crazy, but still good.
Very crazy.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
All right,
it.
Another one. Dami in, Dami out. The Bachelor Love Triangle Story.
Oh, Dami out.
Dami out.
Yeah.
So you're not a fan of Blake the Bachelor?
Oh, it's a bit weird. I don't really understand the program. All this messy stuff happening is just,
it is messy. It is that.
Is the is the Bachelor Blake, is he your type with his deep voice and handsome looks?
He's got too many girls. I don't like, no matter how good looking someone is, if they have too many girls, if they're too popular or anything like that, it's not for me.
You'd rather exclusively be with someone than they have 16 other girlfriends.
Who would just look at me and just massage my feet every night.
Okay, check. If you want to be Dami Im's boyfriend, rubbing the feet is a good one. Finally, Dami, X Factor 2015, Dami Im or Dami out?
I guess. Well, I have no choice. Dami in.
It's him.
That's our show.
It is your show. It's your show. It's what got you as huge as you are right now. Well.
Yeah, I mean, it was better last year.
I mean, that's clear. That's obvious. That's a clear-cut, obvious thing. Dami, congratulations on the new album, Heartbeats. We know it's got some great music on it. I'm looking forward to hearing the whole thing. Best of luck with it. Hope you kill it.
Yeah, thank you. Hope you enjoy the songs.
This is the latest single off Dami Im's new album. It's called Living Dangerously on Hot FM.